It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening.
He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Saturday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here. This is the Hour of Power. Jesus said to his disciples, "Could you not tarry 1 hour?" And so we're going to pray together. And we have a special guest today, one of my spiritual sons, Godfrey Birtle. We play a lot of his music here on BPN Radio, is going to be with us today. Godfrey is coming to Austin July 4th and 5th, the Cathedral of Praise, Austin, Texas, my friend, Pastor Bill Hart. So it's going to be a great time, but today we are delighted to have Godfrey on. We'll be talking to him by telephone, be playing some of his music. So don't go away. It's a special day. And this would be a wonderful day to make some faith declarations. You know, you can make faith declarations with me each day by going to letsprayamerica.com. The daily prayer that I send out to somewhere around 6,000-7,000 people, at the top of each of those daily prayers, there is faith declarations that I make each day. And you can make them right along with me. So this might be a good day to do those faith declarations. If you are ready. Oh, you're not ready. Okay, I want you to get ready to make those faith declarations. And we're going to do that. But first of all, here's Godfrey Birtle He's singing, "This is a good day to pray." Then we'll be back. It's a good day to pray. A very good day here on BPN Radio. Delighted to have you listening in. It's a great day to pray. Let's make some faith declarations together. I like to get up and make my faith declarations every morning. I've been doing this for a long, long time. Setting my day in proper motion by the words of my mouth. Jesus said, "We that justify by the words of our mouth are condemned by the words of our mouth." So here we go. Would you just say it after me now? This is what I'm not going to run off from away from you. Just make them after me. Would you say, "Today is a good day. Today is a beautiful day. Today is a blessed day. God made it for me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm going over and not going under. God did not bring me this far to let me down. God did not bring me this far to let me drown. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to be a strong finisher. I know how to blow the charge. I don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat is not an option. If God be for me, who can be against me? Nobody. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Today's a good day. I have choices to make today. I can be sad. I can be mad. Or I can be glad. I choose to be glad. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And today is the happiest day of my life. Today's a good day. I can do what God says I can do. I can go where God says I can go. I can stay where God says I can stay. I can say what God says I can say. I can have what God says I can have. I can be what God says I can be. I can start what God says I can start. I can finish what God says I can finish. I can live where God says I can live. I can give what God says I can give. I can receive what God says I can receive. I can sow where God says I can sow. I can reap where God says I can reap. I can meet who God says I can meet. I can drive where God says I can drive. I can fly where God says I can fly. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. Today's a good day. God's setting things up for me today. Divine appointments. Divine connections. Holy Ghost setups. My steps are ordered by the Lord. Today's a good day. A new day. A blessed day. God's setting things up for me. Divine appointments. Divine connections. I declare today that all is well. All is well in my family. All is well in my future. All is well in my finances. All is well in my health. All is well in my church. All is well in my city. All is well in my job. All is well in my business. Today's a good day. Beautiful day. Blessed day. Happy day. Safe day. God day. TGIS. Thank God it's Saturday. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you and thank you for today. I just thank you for all of these people that's been making these faith declarations with me here on BPN on this Saturday. And Lord, I just know by the words of our mouth, we set our day in motion. And we are so thankful and grateful today. We say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And Father God, we just enter your presence today by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father and we are your sons and daughters. And there's no one like you, creator of the universe, Jehovah God. And we declare today that you are Jehovah Tsidkenu, our righteousness. You are Jehovah Makedesh, our sanctification. You are Jehovah Shammah, our presence. You're Jehovah Shalom, our peace. And you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You're Jehovah Rapha, our healer. You're Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. And you are Jehovah Nisi, our victory, our banner, our rear guard. You are Jehovah God, and there is no one like you. There is no one like our God. And so, Father God, we enter into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, praying your will, plan, and purpose be done in our lives as individuals, and your will, plan, and purpose be done in our families. Why don't you just call for the will of God to be done in your family today, as well as your own self, praying the will of God and the purpose of God. And I just give you an opportunity to spend a little quiet time right now with the Holy Spirit. Lord, I set myself in agreement right now with people that are listening to BPN Radio on this Saturday that your will be done in their lives and your will be done in members of their family. I speak a blessing upon them right now. And I just pray, Father God, that people that are listening today will spend time in private prayer with you, because I know that it's so very, very important that we pray private prayers, entering to the secret place with clean hands and a pure heart, not lifting up our soul to vanity or sworn deceitfully, not having any other idols, and just coming in to the secret place, the holy place. And we just pray the will of God be done in individuals today. We pray the will of God be done in families. And Lord, I just pray that mothers and fathers will gather their family around for daily prayer or nightly prayer before they go to school, before they leave for work. And I just pray that the will of God be done in families. May family altars be returned to the homes, where children can hear parents pray, and the children can pray alike in Jesus' name. And we pray the will of God be done in us corporately as we gather in our churches or in our prayer groups, as we pray corporate prayers, knowing that two are better than one and a threefold cord is not easily broken. So I pray in Jesus' name for churches all across America, that they will pray together, that the pastor, the elders, the leaders will call people to times of corporate prayer in Jesus' name, and they will pray together. The power of us praying together. Deuteronomy 32:30 says, one will put 1,000 to flight, and two will put 10,000 to flight. There's a multiplication there. 300,000 to flight, 4,000,000, 10,000,000,000,000, 16,000,000,000,000, 35,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, principles behind it. What are they saying? What is the Word of God saying? It's the power of corporate prayer where people pray together. And most of you know that I'm by the direction of the Holy Spirit, calling for 1,000 prayer centers or 1,000 prayer groups across America or other nations of the world that will help us pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And there are some prayer groups that are praying with us, and I'm going to mention a few of those in a few moments. But if your church is praying weekly, we'd just like for you to join us here on BPN and allowing us to send a list of prayer requests that you can pray over each week and giving us a report of your prayer meeting. And we have to have confirmation from your pastor if it's in the church. Or maybe you're going to have a prayer group in your neighborhood or in an apartment building or in your business or on a college college campus, university campus, and high school, junior high campus, funeral home, wherever you want to meet and pray corporately. We're believing for 1,000 prayer centers, 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities. So go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and there's a little application there that you can fill out and submit that. We'll list your prayer group. If it's a private prayer group, then we'll list it as that also, along with a prayer leader. So the power of corporate prayer. Godfrey Bertel is here with us today. Going to play a song called "They've Got a Trumpet in Their Hand About to Blow the Trumpet." He can hear the church praying. He can hear prayer groups all over the nation and nations of the world praying. So here's Godfrey Bertel, and we're going to be back with an interview with him.
They've got a trumpet in their hand, and they're about to blow a trumpet. It's a call to pray. I can hear the prayers. I can hear them pray.
I can hear them pray.
It's a delight here to have on BPN Radio today one of my spiritual sons, Godfrey Bertel, and he's no stranger to BPN because we play a lot of his songs, and you have heard his prayer music. And I have known Godfrey since 1997, and we have ministered together on many occasions. And Godfrey is from England. And Godfrey, it's great to have you on the broadcast today.
Hey, good to speak to you, Dale. Always good to hear your voice.
Well, it's good to talk to you, and we've known each other a long time. You might tell the listening audience how we met.
Sure. Yeah, it was at Marsham Street in London, Westminster, London, and where you, Dale, were leading the meetings there. Incredible meetings, and. I just remember hearing the message you were bringing, the breakout message, and I went away and wrote a song from the message you were speaking. And then I seem to recall I sent you some tapes of some of the live meetings where there were live recordings of some of the songs I'd written, inspired by your preaching. And then I recall you sent me a message back. Is that right?
That's
we
correct.
Met up somewhere.
No, that's
we met
right.
We met up somewhere at I forget the name of the place now, but it was a little conference where I did the music and you spoke. That was the first time we worked together. Yeah.
Yeah, that was,
it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, you sent me. I remember you sent me a tape of your song, the song that you had written after I had preached the breakout messages, and. It was called Breakout, and then you had some other people singing with you, and I had never heard anything quite like that, but I was attracted to your music and didn't think a lot about it until we were both scheduled by a man by the name of Gerald Coates. We were both scheduled to to minister at a prayer gathering that lasted about 5 days. And I remember that I would teach on prayer, and then you would write songs on prayer.
That's right.
I don't know how many songs that you wrote during that week. Some of those I'd like to retrieve because they're great songs. But then we, over the years, we ministered together on many occasions. And I really love your music, and your music just so vibrates still after all of these years in my spirit. I know that God has certainly blessed you, and you did not really start recording until you were in your 40s, right?
That's right, yeah. I started writing these songs at 43. So it's kind of late, but, I believe I was encouraged by the Lord to do this, and that it's never too late to start writing songs.
That's the truth. And how many songs have you written, do you know?
Oh, my. I've lost count, Dale. Because they just seem to pour out all the time, you know. So I've not actually counted, but it's like an ongoing thing. I write songs a bit like a journalist, you know. Mm-hmm. So what I see happening, I tend to write songs like they're almost like I used to be a press photographer, and it's a bit like taking pictures. So the songs are a bit like taking pictures, you know.
Right.
So that's what happens when I write them, you know, they're kind of what I'm seeing God doing today, you know, and often they are prayer based, a lot of the songs, and prophetic, kind
right.
of hit what I'm hearing prophetically and
right.
so on.
Well, you certainly have written a lot of songs over the years that have been in my heart, and you have sang what I have spoken on so many different occasions as I continue to call America to pray here for another spiritual awakening. I know you've had a lot of experiences. I know that you recently sang at the White House. Is that right?
I was playing at Washington, D.C. at Glow International. It's a women's conference. I was doing the worship there with my band. After the worship, there was a lady on the front row who was really enjoying the worship. She was 92 years old, and she was dancing around. She called me over, and she said, "Are you free this afternoon?" She said, "I'd like to take you to this White House chapel up on Capitol Hill." And her husband was Vinegar Benz Mizzle. He was apparently a baseball player and a congressman.
Mm-hmm.
He died about 5 years ago. And by the afternoon, she had a pass to get us through right into Capitol Hill, the President's Hall, and into this chapel. She had me singing, "O land, O land, O land, hear the word of the Lord," and singing over the White House, "Are you ready, ready, ready?"
Uh-huh.
"Glory in the kitchen."
Wow.
So, like, prophesying over the White House. So, it was, because in that very morning, I was seeking the Lord, you know, just how some doors open, some doors close, and I just felt the Lord saying, "I'm going to open bigger doors than you can imagine." And then by that very afternoon, the same day, I was right on Capitol Hill in the President's Hall.
Wow.
I thought, this is a good start.
What an amazing turn of events in one day. It's, it's amazing what God can do in one day.
Absolutely.
But, just sing in the President's Hall in D.C., that you can't go much higher than that. So I'm sure that you had an impact. It's amazing how God can set up divine appointments and divine connections for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Well, I know you've had a lot of experiences. I know that you have been honored, had many honors, including 1 year you had the number one song in the Christian song in the United Kingdom, and there's been other things that's been going on. What has been happening lately?
Yeah, that song was just One Touch from the King, but I've been traveling. I've just got back from Switzerland. I've just been there, did a New Year's Eve worship event. So we let the new year in Switzerland. But over this last year, 2014, been to Russia. Been to the States a couple of times, Canada, Montreal, and Germany, France, all over Europe, really. It seems that Europe is really opening up But also I've been invited to play in psychiatric hospitals, singing the gospel in psychiatric hospitals, and seeing people touched, you know, the touch of the King in the psychiatric hospital, seeing people get healed. And in fact, I go next week to one in Northampton. It's a secure psychiatric hospital, like a prison.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the songs that I've written called Do You Believe What I Believe About You? And one of the people in the hospital had been touched by this song. She'd been self-harming, but she heard the song, and the staff said when she heard the song, she stopped self-harming, and that's when they initially invited me in.
Wow.
To sing the gospel to people. Mm-hmm. And then since then, I've had like 7 different hospitals inviting me in to go and sing. So that's been an interesting time, you know.
Well,
great blessing in seeing people touched by Jesus. Yeah.
That's amazing. And I know that God has opened up so many venues for you in so many different places to minister the gospel. And I remember even one time you joining me in Germany, and the next day you were singing your song in German. So you're a man of adventure, and I love you very much. And I just so enjoy the times that we have ministered together, and still playing your music here on BPN Radio. And you know, when I go around the country ministering, I still hear them singing your songs. And I was even doing a wedding one time in the Dallas, Texas area, and they sang Outrageous Grace at their at their wedding. The song that you wrote, Outrageous Grace, which is still a great song. So I know you made a
still play that, yeah.
Yeah, you've made a major impact on so many, many people's lives. And I do believe that songwriting is so vital today. People expressing what they are hearing in the spirits, particularly prophetic songwriters like yourself. I know that you have a spiritual son in America named Leland, who has written so many great songs. I know he says that you are his spiritual father. And
he's a great writer and great singer.
My spiritual grandson there, and we still minister together, and he's written so many great songs. But I know that you had, in his early life particularly, you had such a tremendous impact on his songwriting. And there may be people that are listening to BPN Radio today that says, I would like to write a song, or I'd like to get into songwriting, or there's some songs in my spirit, and how do I get started? You might just share just a couple of minutes about that.
Yeah, sure. As I said before, I used to be a press photographer, and the way you become a photographer is you develop an eye for a picture, so that you begin to see in rectangles, and you begin to spot where a picture is where others might not. And it's the same kind of thing with this kind of songwriting. You develop a sort of sense of what will make a good song. So someone might say something, preach something, or you might read something in the scripture, and then you get like a snapshot. It may be just a sentence, might be one word, you know, and then you take that and go and develop it into a song. So I want to encourage people to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost, and to be aware of where God is speaking something that could be something that is singable, you know, and turn into a song and a prophetic song.
And then after they write a song, what do they do with it?
Well, play it.
Well, if they have a song and they don't sing it, they just write it. Who do they give it to? How do they get it published?
Well, if they're not able to sing it and play it, then yeah, and give it to someone who could do. But the best way to see if a song works on a level corporately is maybe in a house group or something like that, in a small group of people. That's when I started. Those first recordings I sent you, it was just a little group of us, you know, and they were just raw, wild recordings, everyone going crazy. But it showed that the songs were working, you know, on a corporate level, you know, so that everyone could sing them. You know, and a little thing I have when I'm writing songs is when I'm writing a song is I can often hear or imagine I can hear like hundreds of voices singing the chorus and so on. So I've already got that in my head that the chorus is singable to many voices. You know, some people write songs, but they're not they're maybe songs for people just to listen to. But to write songs that for the corporate, for the body of Christ, it's a different dynamic. And, you know, it needs to be singable by a lot of people. Easy to sing, easy to pick up.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Right. I play a song quite often called "I've Got a Trumpet." You've got a trumpet in your hand. You're about to blow the trumpet. I can hear them pray, and that is just, people can just sing along with that.
Yeah.
It's a good day. It's a good day to pray. That's the theme song when you did a prayer series that is still available on my letsprayamerica.com. Go to resources, and that's still there of you singing all those prayer songs.
Yeah.
Well, you're a blessing, Godfrey, and how can people get your music?
Well, on my website, it's www.godfreyb.com. That's G-O-D-F-R-E-Y, like a B for Bertel.com. And also, if you search me on iTunes, my stuff's on iTunes, too.
Yeah. Godfrey Bertel. Tell them how to spell your last name.
It's B-I-R-T-I-L-L, Bertel.
Right, Godfrey Bertel. Well, it's an honor to have you on today, and maybe you could say a prayer before you go concerning people that want to write, they want to record music, because music is such a vital part of people's lives. And you know, even though this is a prayer broadcast 24 hours a day, I still have music, because music is such a vital part. And of course, to the times that we started traveling together back in doing ministry together along about 1997, then I learned the value of singing, writing music, along with teaching prophetic ministry, et cetera, et cetera. So just say a prayer for somebody listening out there, has this in their heart.
Sure, yeah. Jesus said, "Is anyone thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And if you believe, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." And Father, I pray right now for the minstrels in America, Lord, that out of their hearts will flow, Holy Spirit, rivers of living water, that will be river songs that flow, songs that bring healing, songs that bring deliverance, and songs that just herald in your presence and herald in awakening across the United States of America. And I pray great blessing, Lord, on America and on Dale and BPN Radio. And let it be an uprising of incredible songwriters across America that sing songs that bring blessing to the land, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much, God, for being on. Godfrey Bertel, that you listen to here on BPN. And I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to play the very first song that you wrote, breakout song that you wrote after my ministry time in London. And then I'm going to play the song that you sang at the White House recently. Godfrey Bertel, thanks for being on today. I sure love you.
Pleasure, Dale. Bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Well, it's been good having Godfrey Bertel, one of my spiritual sons, on the broadcast today. And Godfrey will be in Austin Cathedral of Praise, and that will be July 4th and 5th. And we'll be telling more about that. Good to have you listening on BPN, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And if you would like to make a donation to this broadcast, you can do that by going to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. Going down to the bottom of the page, there's a donate button there where you can make a contribution. And you can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card, or send a check to Breakout Prayer Network. Your gifts are tax deductible, And so thankful to have you listening here on BPN on this Saturday. And I would like to remind you that on May the 3rd, I'll be ministering at Calvary Cathedral International in Fort Worth, helping celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Power Tower, the 24-hour prayer ministry at that church, which I helped start on the first Sunday of May 1995. So make plans to be there, if you will. So delighted to have you listening on BPN. And if you are not receiving our daily prayers, you can do that by going to letsprayamerica.com and signing up, getting the daily prayers. We send out to about 7,000 and or more every day. You can get the daily prayer that I send out by email, and you can also sign up your city or your church or you as an individual. And we're believing God for 1,000 churches, which we have reached, I believe. We're just at about the 1,000 mark, and 1,000 cities and 1,000 prayer centers, prayer groups praying with us, those who pray with us on a weekly basis. You can sign up by going to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and signing up there. Fill out the short application, submit it, and we will put your name on the list. I would like to recognize some of the churches or prayer groups that have already signed up with us. And I just encourage you to do the same. New Harvest Church at Clewiston, Florida has a prayer group. Saskatoon Christian Center in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada has a group, as well as Journey Church, Bethel, Vermont, The Gate Church, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Temple Baptist Church, Bern, North Carolina, Gateway Church International, Roswell, New Mexico, Celebration of Life, Baytown, Texas, Destiny Christian Center, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and Christian Worship Center, San Diego, California, Great Grace Revival Ministries, Blairsville, Georgia, as well as a private location in North Richland Hills, Texas. So we're believing for 1,000 prayer centers, prayer groups who are praying with us on a weekly basis for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. So it's so good to have you listening here on BPN Radio as we feature the music of Godfrey Bertel. And it's been a delight to have him on today. And so we're grateful for that, all the music of Godfrey Bertel. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio as we pray for you today, whatever your need might be. We're going to pray for some individual needs, and so I want you to get ready. Would you help me pray today for 12-year-old Mackenzie Horton from Rush Springs, Oklahoma, critically ill with cancer. She'd been battling cancer for the past 2 or 3 years. And her family has been in relationship with us since 1970, way back when we were pastors of a church there in Rush Springs, Oklahoma. So we want you to help us pray right now for Mackenzie Horton in Jesus' name. If you would just say a prayer for 12-year-old Mackenzie, we're believing for Mackenzie's miracle. So would you just help me pray right now? Well, we just agree for Mackenzie Horton, in Jesus' name, for her healing. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray, Father God, for these individual needs today, these people that need prayer, in Jesus' name. Would you help me pray today for one of my spiritual sons, Lyle Mason, who's facing surgery today, and we just ask the Lord to minister healing to Lyle at this moment. In Jesus' name. We also have some other prayer requests. Here is a prayer request from John. He asks us to pray for his grandson, Parker, who's 8 months old, has been having seizures. So we pray for Parker right now, for Parker's healing, in Jesus' name. Ed wrote and asked us to pray for his wife, Betty. He and Betty, that they would find direction from the Lord. So many people are seeking guidance and direction in their lives. And I know that God has a specific plan, has a very specific plan for each of us. So we just pray for Ed and Betty for guidance and direction. Lord, you said in your word that the whole lot is cast in the lap, but every step, everything is ordered by the Lord, directed by the Lord. So we can make our plans, but our steps are ordered by you. So we pray for direction. We also pray right now for Dustin Loving's prayer request. He said in 2008, I got told I have deteriorating bone disease in my spine. He said my C3 to C11 disc are messed up because I was born wrong. He said the past 2 days especially I'm having much pain. So we pray, Father, for Dustin Loving in Jesus' name. We pray for the pain in his body. There's so many people that's having pain today. So we pray for those who are in pain. We just ask, Lord, that you heal Dustin along with others that are listening to BPN today, praying for their healing. Brandy is requesting prayer for Terry. Terry's struggling and considering self-destruction. Father, we break all spirits of self-destruction, suicidal spirits, in Jesus' name, from this young man and those all across America, around the globe, who may be thinking every day about hurting themselves or even taking their own lives. We pray for them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we just pray, Lord, that you would come and minister to them today in the name of Jesus. Here's a request from Clint Good, requesting prayer to find a business to work for, a purchase that would inspire, stir the God-given talents in his heart. So Clint Good, or maybe that's just Clint, good morning. Okay, sorry about that. All right, Clint, we just pray for you right now. Find a business that you can purchase and work in Jesus' name. Here's a prayer request for the salvation of Connor. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. We pray for Connor. We ask the Lord that you would save Connor. And I pray for every person here today that does not know you as their Savior and Lord. If you don't know the Lord, why don't you just say this prayer to me? Just say, Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross for my sins. You arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. With your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. If you said that prayer, you need to find you a Bible-believing church. Get involved in that. the next time that they give the invitation, you just walk down the aisle, make a public confession, profession, that I'm serving the Lord all the days of my life. I want you to pray for my personal assistant, Linda Meeks, who needs prayer, needs healing, and also for the engineer of BPN Radio, and her name is Arena. And if you could pray for her, she has cancer. So, Father, we pray for Linda. We pray for Arena. Pray for my friend David Briggs, who's had eye surgery, has to keep his head down for a while. I pray for him. I speak healing over him right now. In Jesus' name, we pray for Kelly Davenport, Jason Connor, recovering from an automobile accident. Pray for Carol Keller, who has cancer, pastor's wife, friend of ours in Vermont. Pray for my friend Norman Barnes in England. Speak healing over him. Speak healing over Linda Raglan. And we pray for every other need that is represented, including Janet Nichols, Jason Couch, here on BPN Radio. Why do we do this? Because we believe that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. We believe when we pray that God does answer prayer. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio on this Saturday. We're going to be back tomorrow at the same time or any time here on BPN. Remember, if you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com. There's a place for the prayer request. And we have a group of people that prays daily over these prayer requests. And our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, sends those out. And your prayer requests will be prayed over. We believe in prayer, the power of prayer. We not only believe in miracles, we depend on miracles. So you have a miracle day. And I'll see you tomorrow at this same time or any time here on BPN.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.